弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我心里非常的高兴能够看到我们许多的家庭一起敬拜神。
I'm very happy to see the whole family celebrating and worshiping God together today.
刚才想过了，就是看到台上的小孩子，想到我自己的童年。
When I saw the children on the stage, I thought of my own childhood.
可能你心里说，我没有那样的童年。
Maybe you say, I don't have that kind of childhood.
但是愿意我们的小孩子在我们的带领底下，他们有那样的童年。
But may our kids who are under our guidance have that kind of childhood.
也愿意我们心里也跟他们一样都做上帝的儿女。
And may our hearts be like our children who are like children of God.
心里纯净，心里谦卑到天父的面前。
Our hearts are being humbled and pure before God.
今天是2014年最后一次的崇拜。
Today is the last worship we have in 2014.
我要用一幅的图画带领大家看明年。
I'm going to lead you to see next year through a picture.
这幅的图画原本是在以色列的这个历史当中是很重要的一幅的图画。
This picture originally belongs to the history of the Israelites. It's a very important picture to them.
以色列人有一段的时间是他们整个国家被灭了。
There was a time when the whole of the country of Israel was gone.
他们不能再聚集，他们的地方全部被拆毁了。
They cannot assemble together. Everything they had were crumbled and destroyed.
就想象一下，好像是那么美丽的一个圣殿，全部被拆了，然后中国人全部被赶散了。
Can you imagine this beautiful church that we have, the building we have? Everything is being destroyed, and all the Chinese people are being scattered.
过了七十年，有一个的领导，有一个领袖出来，带领他们回去重建耶路撒冷。
And after 70 years, there was a leader being risen among them to lead them back to rebuild Jerusalem.
在很多的那些的犹太人中间，他们想可不可能啊？是不是真实的这个事情
？And in many of these Israelites' minds, they're saying, "Is that possible? Can that be done?"
因此，那个所罗巴伯这样的一个人，就带领了一些的犹太人回去了耶路撒冷。
And there's a guy whose name is Zerubbabel, who led all these people back to Jerusalem.
人不多
，not a lot of them.
大家也战战兢兢的。
And they were trembling with fear.
手头上也没什么钱，也没什么资源呢。
They don't have much resources.
而且旁边的敌人都很生气，他们回去。
And their enemies were very furious that they were going back.
所以他们建立了这个圣殿的地基之后，看到一个框框，垫了地基之后，他们心里就害怕，就停工了。
So after they had built just the framework of that foundation of that temple, their hearts were filled with fear, and they just stopped what they were doing.
然后一年一年的过去，十五年过了。
And then a year passed, and a year passed, and then afterwards, 15 years passed.
圣殿还没有盖起来。
And the temple was never rebuilt.
还是剩下一个的地基，一个空空的一个框在那里。
It was just a framework of that foundation that was being built.
有一天的晚上，天使出来告诉一个先知。
And then there was that one evening when the angel of the Lord came out and said to that prophet.
他要用这个先知来告诉这个所罗巴伯这个的领导。
And through that prophet, he's going to tell Zerubbabel, that leader of the Israelites.
他说时间已经到了，十五年到了。
He said the time has come. 15 years have passed.
上帝给你们心中的图画要继续的向前啊。
The vision that God has given you is going to be continued now.
圣殿停工了十五年，但是上面的这个整个圣殿要盖起来的。
The foundation has been stopped for 15 years, but now the time for it to be rebuilt.
因此他们就看到了这个撒迦利亚就看到了一个异象。
And then Prophet Zechariah saw that vision.
就看到一个图画。
And he saw a picture.
我在看圣经的时间也在做了一些的调查。
When I was reading the Bible, I was doing some research on my own.
当撒迦利亚回述在讲出来他到底看见什么的时候
,When Zechariah told people what he has seen,
他第一眼看到的最抢眼的就是一个金的灯台。
What really caught his eye was a golden lampstand.
一看就是纯金的。
It was a very bright and new one.
很有质量的。
It's very bright.
这是一个的金灯台的一个样子啊。
This is a gold lampstand, how it looks.
然后上面圣经也说，在这个金灯台的上面有一个碗呢。
And on top of the golden lampstand, there's a bowl.
这个碗是用来盛这个点灯里面的油，这个碗是盛着油的。
And this bowl is used to hold the oil that gives the fuel to the lampstand.
对，这个碗呢，就是可以供应这个灯里面的油是通的啊。这个碗里面的油可以到这个灯里面的。
So the oil from the bowl will flow into the lampstand to give it the oil.
当然，很抢眼的这个灯台。当撒加利亚再仔细看的时候，看到什么呢
？It's a very attractive lampstand, but what did he see when Zechariah looked closely?
从这个金灯台这个碗再仔细的看的时候
，When he looked closely at this golden bowl,
原来这个上面啊，你要想象，因为这个手工太细，我做不出来了。
You have to use some imagination, you know here.
这上面还有七盏灯，七个灯。
And on top, there's actually seven lights.
每一个灯上面有七个管
，and above every light there's a little stub.
原来这是一个系统，那么大一个灯，但是上面还有七盏灯在那里。七盏灯，每一盏灯有个小小的七个管在上面。
Okay, so every light there's seven little lights there, and every seven little light there's a little stub there.
然后上面有个什么
？And what's on top?
有个碗。
There's a bowl.
还有呢，两边还有什么
？And what's on the other side? The two sides.
橄榄树。
Two olive trees.
然后橄榄树跟这个碗之间呢，还有一个金的一个管子连着那个橄榄树。
So there is this golden tube that's attaching the olive trees to the bowl.
啊，我们都想象力都很好啊，所以这个碗还有两个金的嘴是连到这个橄榄树的里面。
Okay, so use your imagination. On the bowl, there's two beautiful golden tubes attached to the trees.
然后那个橄榄枝上面有继续的橄榄油通过那个管到这个碗，这个碗呢就供应这个整个灯的一个系统。
Okay, and then from the trees, the oil, the olive oil from the tree would flow through the tubes into the bowl, and then provide oil for the whole lamp.
这是一个设计。
That's the way it's being designed.
这是一个在属灵里边真实的一种的系统。
It's also a spiritual design that we can take a look at.
这就是在经过十五年他们停工之后，第一眼被那个先知撒加利亚看到这个图画。
It's after 15 years that they have stopped doing building the temple, and suddenly they're being caught with this attractive vision.
但这个意象是什么意思
？But what does this vision means?
意思也是圣经告诉我们的。
And but the Bible tells us what it means.
天使告诉他说，不是依靠势力。不是依靠才能，乃是依靠耶和华的灵方能成事。
The Bible says, not by my might, not by power, but by my spirit.
我们常常背这节圣经的时候，我们只知道这节圣经，但是不知道这节圣经是解释这个意象的。
Often we look at this verse, we know this verse, but we don't know what it truly means, and that it is being attached to this vision.
那我们今天就知道，原来这个整个的意象和这节的圣经是有关系的。
So now we know this Bible verse is being attached to this vision.
当我们2012年的时间
，in 2012，
我们有一些的执事和我们传道人一起心里有感动，把我们的国语堂搬到这个大礼堂中间。
Some of our deacons and pastors, we have this vision to move our worship service to this sanctuary.
我们从98年是刚刚国语堂开始，从一个二楼的一个祈祷楼，我们后来又搬到这个现在的体育馆。
In 1998, we started with a little group in the second floor in the room, and then we moved to the gym.
有一百来人在那个体育馆里面，后来呢又搬到我们的副礼堂那里做礼拜。
There were about 100 people in the gym, and then we moved to Century 2.
就在2012年的时间，我们心里有一个的感动，要把大家的弟兄姊妹搬到这个大礼堂中间。
And then in 2012, we were moved in our hearts to move over to Century 1.
当然了，我们中国人说我们换一个大房子，大家都非常的喜欢。
Of course, as Chinese people, we like a bigger place, a bigger house, right?
所以我记得我们储蓄了半年这个计划呢。我们当宣布出来的时候，弟兄姐妹的心是非常激动的。
So we planned for 6 months, and we announced it. Everybody was very excited.
而在整个的计划中间，我们搬到这个非常大的。1800个座位的礼堂中间的时间。
So when we move to this sanctuary that can seat 1800 people,
大家可以看一下你旁边还有多少的位置。
Please take a look at how many more seats there are empty.
其实还有二楼根本都还没有人坐。
And look at second floor, it's all emptied.
我们当时搬进来的一个清楚的意向就是希望我们国语的同胞有一天能够坐满这个大礼堂。
And one of our vision from our heart was that there will be that day when this whole place is filled with our Chinese brothers and sisters.
因为从国语堂 开始到现在已经16年，每一年新朋友的人数是一年比一年还要多。
From the day we started the Mandarin service, it's been 16 years, and every year there has been more and more new people coming to us.
你相不相信信耶稣基督的人也是一年比一年的多，今年呢稍微减退一点了。
Can you believe that every year there should be more new converts, although this year we have retracted a little bit?
我们要搬进来，但是我们知道前面有很多的困难呢。
We need to come move in, but we also know there's a lot of difficulties ahead of us.
比如说我们从九点崇拜，我们要搬到下午两点，这是一个很大的一个转动。
So from 9 o'clock service, we move to a 2 p.m. service is a very big change.
然后我们的小孩子的工作，早上有很多的义工，但是下午谁来帮我们呢
？And then for our children's ministry, in the morning there's a lot of helpers, but then in the afternoon, who's going to come and help us?
我们整套的服务或者义工的系统，我们不能再依靠广东还有英文堂，我们要完全国语堂自己要承接了。
The whole system of volunteers, of brothers and sisters serving, have now to rely mostly on our own Mandarin-speaking brothers and sisters.
我们似乎看到很多的困难，但是好像大山一样，上帝一样的帮助我们2013年平安的度过。
It's like a lot of difficulties, like a mountain, but then because of the Lord, we successfully passed.
所以在2014年，我们还坐在这个大礼堂的时候，上帝把这样的圣经再一次放到我的心中。
Therefore, in the year 2014, as we continue to sit and worship in this sanctuary, the Lord moved me again with this verse.
我们发现了，现在我们进了这个大礼堂的里边的时候，我们的心好像是安定了。
As we worship, continue to worship in this sanctuary, it seems like our hearts have become a little bit complacent.
可能我们也忘记了，我们搬进来真正的目的是要让这个大礼堂里面充满了这些我们自己的同胞。
Maybe we have forgotten that the original vision to come into this sanctuary is to fill this place with other Chinese-speaking, Mandarin-speaking people.
我们弟兄姊妹开放自己的家里，我们在教会里面有许多的这些的追求，比如说查经啊，我们上一些的课啊。
We opened up our houses for fellowship and for Bible studies.
好像有一些的，我们碰到一些的困难。
And there are some difficulties ahead.
但这段的圣经再一次的告诉我们，我们可以做四样的事情。
And this passage once again reminds us there's four things we can do.
我们就可以像上帝在通过撒加利亚一样的。在这个意象中间完成他自己的工作。
Then we can be like what Zechariah see in this vision, how we are being completed by God's work.
整个的意象就是一个的系统，中间有四件的事情我们需要做了。
The whole vision is about a spiritual system of which there's four things we need to do.
第一个就是我们在这个大纲的里边，包括我们的小孩子，我们一起可以看，中英文都有。Okay? All the children, if you can take a look at the bulletin.And we have four ups. The first one is what? 敞开，第一个是长长的相聚。
We have four points. The first one is being lined up.
Lined up. 我们要长长的相聚。
We have to be lined up all the time.
在这个意象的中间，我们看到这些的灯是排在一起的。
In this vision, we see all these lights being lined up together.
是放在一起的。
They're being grouped together.
这样子它的灯光它这样的亮度是最大的。
So that the light shines the most brightly.
其实上帝把我们从五湖四海原本不认识的带在这个的地方里边。
The Lord brings us from all corners of the world into this place.
我们都是移民，我们都是出生自不同的地方，但是很奇妙的，上帝把我们放到这个大家庭的中间。
We're all immigrants, we're all born outside Canada, but God brought us all together to become one big family.
我们可以说在海外这个的地方，人与人之间应该有的墙，包括有不同的信念，有不同家庭成长的这些的差异都拿走了。
And in this place where there's supposed to be a lot of walls which divide us can now be taken away.
大家成为弟兄姐妹。
We become brothers and sisters.
我们有一个的天父。
We have one heavenly Father.
虽然我们在肉身的血缘当中，我们以前不认识。
Although by blood we do not know each other before.
但是真心的在属灵的里面，在心灵的当中，我们真的能够彼此的接纳，就像我们自己亲生的弟兄姐妹一样。
But truly spiritually we can accept and love one another truly like our real brothers and sisters.
上帝需要所有他的儿女能够聚在一起，为他发光。
The Lord wants all His children to gather together to shine out for Him.
就好像撒加利亚在异象当中看到这个灯台，所有的灯都能够在一起。
Just as what Zechariah saw in this light, all the lights were gathered and grouped together.
大家聚在一起，不是有分开彼此的，大家是能够聚在一起的。
There's no separation. Everything is being just lined up together.
但是有人说，信仰是我自己的私人的决定。
But a lot of people say this is my own faith, it's my own religion.
是关于我自己的。
It's about myself.
由我自己决定信不信，由我自己决定要做什么。
I decide what I want to do. I decide what I want to believe.
在个人的层面，信仰是属于你自己的。
Yes, personally, your faith belongs to you.
但是我们要知道，这个信仰其实从神的国度里面，就像一个金灯台一样，虽然有小的配件，但是它是一个的整体来的。
But we have to understand this faith in the eyes of God's kingdom, although it can be personal, but also being grouped together as a community, have to be one, accepting one another.
不是一个单单的一个馆子，单单的一个教堂，单单一个小组，它自己分开的。
It's not where everything is being separated and attached alone by itself.
不是的，这个系统是一个大的金灯台，而每个都有它自己的一个的设置在上面。
This system is where everybody has their own spot and own space in there.
所以我们第一点，我们从这个金灯台的意象里面，我们要看到我们要常常的相聚，因为这是我们设计本来的一个样子。
So from this vision of the gold lampstand, we see that we have to be lined up all the time.
最近啊，我们以斯拉的团友 Gavin 他到 Oklahoma 去了。
Recently, a member of the Ezra community, Gavin, he went to work in Oklahoma.
我相信我们关心他的人，甚至导师，我们一定问你到了 Oklahoma 里边，你找到了教会没有？
A lot of the people who cares for Gavin asked him, so when you go to Oklahoma, have you found your church there?
那我们知道我们心爱的这个家庭静红跟王兴，他们也到 Boston 去，我也关心你们在那边有没有找到教会啊？
Some of our family members have moved to Boston, and we care that whether they have found a church yet.
因为在基督这个国度当中，我们是非常非常注重你到一个地方要参加那边的聚会，参加那边的教会。
Because in the kingdom value, we care a lot whether you have wherever you are, have you joined a local church over there?
因为信仰不是一个单独你跟神之间两者的关系，乃是在神的里面，他要建立他的国度的系统。
Because the personal faith is never just about you personally and what you do. It's about communal and how in this community, how we receive from one another.
当我们加入到这个教会的系统里面，那样的荣耀是最大的。
As we enter into this system of God's community, there the glory of God is the greatest.
不是单独的，而是每一个基督徒都在一起的聚会。
Not a separate one, but where everybody gathers together to worship God.
我们谈到我们要 line up, 我们要常常的相聚。
And we say we have to gather together, we have to line up together.
我盼望2015年我们是准备好每一个的基督徒都聚在一起，能够在这个圣殿里一起敬拜神。
So I pray that in 2015 that every Christian will come to this church every Sunday to gather together to worship.
我盼望通过大家你自己的见证和榜样，你也告诉其他的基督徒，2015年上帝的心意要我们聚在一起，我们要 line up together.
I hope that in 2015, according to your own testimony, not only you do it yourself, but you tell other people to do accordingly.
第二方面，我们要敞开我们的心怀。
We need to open up ourselves.
这个金灯台本身的系统里面都是可以相通的。
In this spiritual system that we have, everything is being connected in there.
从这个橄榄树的油进入这个碗，这个碗再流入这个大的系统中间，这里面一切都是通的。
As the oil flows into every part of this gold lampstand, everything is connected in there.
从这个油到这个碗，是外面到它里面都是相通的。
From the oil flowing into the bowl and then to the every part of the lampstand to the lamps, everything is connected.
所以在基督的这个教会的历史当中，我们常常说主啊，使我成为一个流通的管子，有没有听过？
Yeah, in the history of Christianity, we always say make me a channel of blessing.
我们也要说主啊，求你让我成为一个流通的管子。
Let me be the channel that which of which your own blessings flow through.
上帝啊，让我们人到了，我们的心对你是 open 的，是敞开的。
So that when I come, not only am I open up physically, but my heart is open up to you.
弟兄姐妹，有时候我们想我们的灵命没有突破，有一部分可能我们人是参加了聚会，但是我们的心并没有向上帝打开过。
Brothers and sisters, maybe the reason why we do not have spiritual breakthrough is because when we come here, only our body comes here, but our heart is not here.
可能我们的中间有一些的慕道的朋友，你说我已经尽量来教会聚会，但是我为什么对我的生命没有改变过呢？
Maybe there are friends here who are seeking the Lord and you say, I already come here every week and I try my best, but how come my life is still not changed?
因为在我们心灵的动作里面，我们忘记了有一个就是向上帝打开。
Because in our heart, in our inner system, there's one thing that we have forgotten to do, which is to open up our hearts.
不是再去研究这个宗教，是向上帝打开我们的心。
It's not just to research this religion, but to open up our hearts to God.
当打开的时间，我们就有他自己的一部分的生命就进到我们的里边了。
When we open up ourselves, open up our hearts, then a part of God comes upon us and enters us.
弟兄姊妹，亲爱的朋友，我们有没有向上帝去打开呢？
Dear friends, dear brothers and sisters, have we opened up ourselves like what God has done?
如果中间我们有还没有相信耶稣基督，还没有向上帝打开，我们今天的朋友，我在上帝的面前，我邀请大家，你打开你的心，迎接上帝到你的生命中间来。
If there's any one of us here who do not have Christ yet, I encourage you just to open up your hearts right now and just to receive Jesus Christ himself.
你的思想，你的研究已经到一个顶点。已经到一个的顶点，你不能再研究上帝了，没有办法去研究这个伟大的上帝了。
Your mind, your logic has come to this one point where it has limits, and you cannot just move on anymore.
那是一个最好的时机，你就向这个伟大的上帝，你要打开你的心，迎接他到你的心里面。
This is the time not to do the mind, but to open up your hearts and to receive this great and almighty God into your life.
除了我们对上帝打开，我们也要向弟兄姐妹们彼此的打开。
Not only do we need to open up ourselves to God, but we need to open up ourselves to one another.
你知道在使徒信经当中有一句话说，我信圣徒相通。
Do you know that in the Apostles' Creed, there is this one verse that says, I believe in the communion of the Christian church.
同感一灵。
The unity of the one spirit.
你知道我们台上的人在祷告的时间，如果大家很谦卑投入的时间，你会听到台下说阿们。
When you pray and when you're very humble, you will hear one another say amen.
就是台上那个人被上帝感动所说出来的话，大家的心里面是一样的，有力量说阿们，我同意。
Because when this person standing up on stage, when he's being filled by the Spirit, whatever he says will touch upon you, and the Spirit in you will cause you also to say Amen.
因为我们向上帝打开的时间，我们心灵就彼此就相通了。
Because when we are open up to Christ Himself, then our hearts also open up to one another.
是真正的有同一个心思，同一个意念。
We have the same mindset. We have the same vision.
我们在人与人之间，我们也要彼此的打开，弟兄姐妹。
Within our human relationship, we need to open up to one another.
你参加聚会的时候，有没有自己呕心的，自己掏出来自己所有一切，希望大家为你祷告的事情，你自己要打开自己。
When you attend all these meetings, have you ever opened up yourself and pour out yourself to other people and invite other people to just pray for you?
相反的，当别人打开的时间，我们也要完完全全的接纳他们。当打开的时间，我们就彼此去接纳了。
On the other hand, when other people open up themselves, we accept them as is, and we pour our lives into them and pray for them also.
有一次我知道一个新朋友第一次来到我们国语堂。
I know that there was this one time when a new friend who came to our service for the first time.
从我们欢迎一直到他楼下到那个迎新班，然后在迎新班里面遇到的人，然后后面一连串发生的事情。
From the time we welcome him on stage to going to the welcome party to the whole process, everybody that he met.
后来这样的一个见证被讲出来的时间。
And then he testified this what happened to him.
是用他的角度，他在城北第一次来所经过所接触到的人，其实正正是他所需要被关心到的那些人可以给他的。
Through the eyes of this person who has only been here for the first time, and he said, all the caring and love he received was exactly what he had needed.
好像是偶然，但是他所遇到一切的正是他所需要。
Seems like a coincidence, but it was exactly everything that he needed.
所以上帝安排你和我在做上帝的工作的时间，我们是打开的。
So as the Lord moves you to do His work, our hearts are being opened up.
我们也是相通的。
And we are all connected.
盼望我们2015年，我们进入这个新的一年的时间，我们向上帝打开，我们向人，我们彼此也打开。
I hope that in 2015, as we enter this new year, our hearts are opened up to our Lord and opened up to one another.
我们要把那些宗教的、那些的活动的、这些的形式，真的要放在我们的第二位。啊，我们就是这些的活动，帮助我们能够真正的心灵里面向神、向人来打开。
Let's put aside all these rituals that come along from a lot of religiosity and put that aside and open up ourselves to God.
好，我们重复，第一是什么 up？
So what is number one? Is what up?
我们相聚是怎么样？是 line up.
We need to line up.
第二呢？
Number two.
我们要怎么样？
What we need to do.
要 open up. 要打开自己。第三，我们要怎么样？
Number three. What do we need to do?
我们要 fill up.
我们要充满。
当我们排在一起，当我们打开的时间，我们就要准备这个油要进来了。
When we are lined up, when we are open up, we have to be preparing ourselves for the oil what to come and fill us.
这个灯里面所充满的就是油。
And this lamp that is being filled is the oil.
在圣经里面，这个油是代表了圣灵他自己。
In Scripture, the oil represents the Holy Spirit Himself.
在使徒行传十章三十八节里面有这样说。
In the book of Acts, verse 38, it says.
他说：“神怎样以圣灵和能力膏拿撒勒人耶稣。”
He's, and then the scripture says how the Lord anoints the Jesus of Nazareth.
上帝如何用圣灵膏耶稣基督的时候，耶稣的名字也是基督，基督也是受膏者。
How the Lord uses the Holy Spirit to anoint Jesus of Nazareth, and He is the being anointed.
在旧约的时间，当撒母耳要膏立这个大卫的时候，他用油膏大卫的那个日子，那一天，圣灵就大大的充满他。
In the Old Testament, as the prophet Samuel anointed King David with oil, that was a day when the Holy Spirit filled him.
所以当我们大家相聚 line up, 到我们 open up, 我们是准备上帝的油充满我们了。
So as we line up and as we open up, we're preparing to be filled up.
所以里面的内容是很要紧的。
So what is being filled in there is very important.
我们大家加油我们就知道了。
When you go fill up your gases, you know.
如果我们的车是已经这个油缸用完了我们的汽油。
When your car, the gas tank runs empty.
我们要加满这缸油的需要多少时间？
When you need to fill up the tank, how much time do you need?
当然看你开的是小车还是一个 pickup truck.
Depending on what kind of car you have.
反正你是空的油缸，你要装满一定要需要一点时间的才会满的。
If it's an empty tank, you know it takes a bit of time to fill it up, right?
所以当我们说要被这个圣灵、被上帝他自己充满的时间，弟兄姊妹，我们要花时间在上帝的面前，我们要祷告，要安静，要聆听，要默想，要花时间，上帝才可以充满我们。
So when we say we need to be filled up by the Holy Spirit Himself, we need to spend time before the Word of God in prayer and meditation to, as He comes and fills us up.
有没有觉得说有时候我们就花了早上一点点的时间，我们周日也来到这个聚会的时间，我们一周可能就花在亲近神的时间里面其实是很少的。
Maybe we just spend a little time during the day and just come during on Sunday, and the time we spend before God is actually very little.
我们并没有在上帝的面前与他相会，然后让他去充满我们的心灵。
We have not come to Him and allow Him to come and fill our hearts.
因为我们花的时间不够。
Because we have not spent enough time.
我们加满一缸车的油，我们都要花时间。为什么我们说做一个基督徒要被圣灵充满的时间，我们没有花太多的时间？
If we say we need time to fill up the gas tank in our car, why do we say we don't need much time to have ourselves being filled up by God?
所以我们要花时间在上帝的面前，也要花时间我们彼此的圣徒要相通，让我们基督徒的生命能够发光。
Therefore, as we come together, we need to open up ourselves and spend time to be filled up by our Holy Spirit.
圣经的命令说，你们要被圣灵充满。
The Bible commands us, you have to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
耶稣他开始传道也是被圣灵充满。
When Christ started his ministry, he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
耶稣整个的人生所做的每一样的事情，他都需要祷告亲近神，让上帝的灵充满他。
In everything that Jesus did, he first prayed and be filled with the Holy Spirit first.
圣经也说，我们虽然不好，我们做父母虽然不好，我们也把好的东西给我们的儿女。但是上帝是我们的父亲，他岂不把好的东西，就是圣灵赐给我们吗？
The scripture tells us, although we are not the most perfect parents, but we try our best to give the best to our kids. And so what about our Heavenly Father who gives us the best, which is His only Spirit?
我们愿意2015年我们都能够被圣灵所充满。
In 2015, may we all be filled with the Holy Spirit.
当被圣灵充满的时间，你思想的，你所想的都是神自己和属天的事情。
As you are being filled with the Holy Spirit, everything that you think about is from God.
总算是你自己在地上所计划的，都是为了永恒来预备的。
Whatever you plan on earth, you are preparing for eternity.
我愿上帝帮助我们，能够在上帝的面前等候。我们在金灯台这个意象中间，上帝让我们知道，我们需要被他的圣灵所充满。
As we continue to look at this vision of the gold lampstand, may God come and help us to understand the need for us to be filled with His Holy Spirit.
最后 light up 就是要发光。
Last of all, we need to be light up.
为主发光。
Light up for God.
当这个灯的设计是排在一起，当灯也打开了他们的管子，当油进去之后，其实最重要的就是它要亮起来，发光。
Within the whole system, actually, the most important thing is for the light to just to shine, to light up.
弟兄姊妹，当我们谈到这一点的时间，我们要先停一停。
As we come to this point, let's just stop for a moment.
我们说我们要做一个为主发光的人，我们先要问自己里面的光有多少。
When we say we need want to shine for Jesus, let's just ask ourselves, how much light do we have inside?
马太福音六章二十三节说：“你里头的光如果黑暗了，那黑暗是何等的大。”
Matthew 6:23 says, "If you have darkness in you that covers your light, how big is that darkness?"
弟兄姊妹，牧师在这里，我们彼此的来问我们的心灵，到底我们里面是不是真正的有光呢？
Brothers and sisters, let's just ask one another very honestly: Do we truly have light in there? How bright is it?
是不是我们进进出出教会，或者是在许多的聚会的里面，其实我们一次一次过了，我们的心里还是那样黑暗？
As we come in and out of church programs or activities, let us just ask ourselves, how bright or dark is my inner self?
要惧怕的还是惧怕？
Do I still fear what I fear?
要担心的我还是担心？
Do I still worry what I worry?
我里面的仇恨，我还是仇恨？
I still have a lot of anger?
我还是没有信心，还是没有盼望？
I still have no hope, no trust?
虽然外面大家看我是一个规矩的基督徒，但是我里面的光已经暗下去了，我没有光了。
Although from the outside I look okay, but inside I have actually no light. It's dimming every day.
今天就是一个时间，神通过我们这个金灯台的一个意象，要告诉我们。
Today, through the vision of the gold lampstand, the Lord tells us.
我们像刚刚进入大学的这些年轻人，我们也发出呼吁。
Let's just ask those young people, and we cry out to you.
如果我们今天的心灵是黑暗的，
If there is darkness in us today,
我们今天要做一个决定，我们要向上帝打开。
Let us make a decision. We need to open up to God.
求上帝的圣灵，求圣灵的火在我们的里面，我们就心灵里面再不黑暗。
May the fire of God come and consume us, consume the darkness in us.
圣经也说，因为不法的事情增多，许多人的爱心也渐渐的冷淡了。
The Bible tells us the lawlessness of the world increases in us, and therefore the love of God decreases.
可能外面的事情，不法的事情可能会增多，但我们求主帮助我们，里面的爱心不会熄灭。
Yes, there is a lot of lawlessness in this world, but then let us have prayed to God for Him to continue to increase the love that is in us.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
从耶稣基督进到我们的生命当中。
As Jesus Christ enters into our life,
求主把这样的火继续的燃点在我们的心中。
May the fire of God come and continue to shine in us.
这是我们的祷告。
This is our prayer.
这是我们再一次向教会发出了呼吁。
This is the cry that we come from this church.
我们基督徒的光在哪里？
Where is the light of us Christians?
如果我们自己里面都没有光，我们怎么样去影响别人呢？
If we do not have light in us, how do we shine before other people?
有时候可能是你，可能是我里面心中所发出来的呼喊。
Maybe it's you, maybe it's me, but it's the cry that comes out from all of us.
我们说主啊，求你把起初的爱心再次降下来，让亮了爱主的火在我里面。
Oh Lord, give us back the first love of to you, so that our love for you continues to shine before men.
可能你对人，你对教会，对小组，对其他的事情，对国家也失望了，但求主再次点燃我们的心。
Maybe you're disappointed at the church, at the fellowship, at your small groups, at the country, but may the Lord continue to refire you back.
我们知道耶稣基督是我们人生当中一切问题解决的方法。
We know that Jesus Christ is the only answer to all problems in your life.
我们前面有大山，有时候觉得是非常的困难，弟兄姐妹。
In front of us, there's a huge mountain so big that we cannot go through.
但这场的仗不是我们用血气来打的。
But this is not a battle that we have to fight ourselves.
我们一起来祷告，求主的火在我们的当中。
Let us pray for the consuming fire to be in us.
我们每个人都相聚在一起。
Let us just line up together.
我们每个人都向神、向人来打开。
Let us open up ourselves to God and to men.
我们亲自向神去求，我们求圣灵来充满我们。
And we pray to the Holy Spirit, Oh Holy Spirit, come and fill us.
让上帝的火继续点燃在我们的生命中间。
And may the fire of God come and light us up.
就像金灯台，它的火在圣殿、在会幕里面是永远不会熄灭的。
Just as this golden lampstand in the tabernacle in the temple of God, it never goes out.
金灯台是代表了你和我相通的这样的一个组织。
The golden lampstand represents the system that we have. We're all connected.
我们求父帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们的光能再次重新的点燃起来。
Let our light once again shine before men.
也让我们继续的让这个圣殿的意象落实在我们这个大礼堂的中间。
And let the vision of this temple once again fall upon us in this century.
让我们有更多更多的人，所有的基督徒还有昧信的人都能够被神点燃起来。
Let more and more people, believers, non-believers, be lit up by God.
弟兄姐妹，我们有没有信心？
Brothers and sisters, do you have that faith?
大家有没有看到2013年搬到这个大礼堂里面，上帝要给我们的意象是什么？
In 2013, when we moved to this century, did you see that vision that God gave us?
我们花那么多的力气，上帝已经为我们安排了一切，我们明年应该怎么样过了？
We have prepared, we have gone through so much, the Lord has prepared for us. So how are we going to go through 2015 next year?
不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠耶和华的灵，
Not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of God we will accomplish.
愿上帝的神神迹奇事行在他的教会中间。
May the miracle of God come and fall upon His church.
让我们的心今天不是被人的话来点燃，乃是被耶和华他自己的应许来做我们前面的灯。
Let our hearts today not be lit up by the words of men, but by the words of God Himself.
我们有四个 up， 我们一起来说。第一个是 line up， 第二个是 open up， 第三个是 fill up， 第四个是 light up。我们一起来做一个的祷告。我们请我们思琴帮我们有一些配乐的时间，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
弟兄姐妹 ，including all the second generation, I appreciate you staying with us. May the Lord bless you also. 我们一起来祷告。亲爱的上帝，当我们闭上眼睛的时间，我求您帮助我们。确确实实的，因为撒加利亚所看到这个金灯台的意象。
Oh dear Lord, as we close our eyes, I just pray for you that we see this vision that comes from Zechariah.
在圣经的当时，圣殿停工了15年。
The church, the foundation that was being built, it was stopped for 15 years.
因为这个金灯台的缘故。再一次的激动所罗巴伯来建造圣殿。
Because of this vision of the gold lampstands, Zerubbabel's heart was once again moved by you.
主啊，我们看到我们现在圣殿的建圣殿的起步，这个根基已经在我们的中间。
Oh Lord, we see in this church the foundation, the framework has been established.
主啊，我们真的感谢你，因为我们搬到这个大礼堂里面，我们是要看到神的荣耀要比 先前的更加的大。
Oh Lord, we want to see great glory. We want to see greater glory in this place, O Lord.
主，哪怕我们的信心只有一点点，像芥菜种一样。
I don't care how small our seed is, even like a mustard seed.
主啊，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
But may your will be done on here, on earth, as it is in heaven.
主啊，我们的力量是微小。
Oh Lord, our strength is very small.
我们的计划在你的面前也算不得什么。
What is our plan before you, O Lord?
主啊，但求主你把这个得救的人数加在你的国度中间。
But we pray for you to add new converts according to your own grace.
说让凡有信心的人一起来建造神的国度。
Let everybody who has breath come in and build the kingdom of God.
主啊，洁净我们，让我们成为流通的管子。
Come and cleanse us. Let's be filled with your own spirit.
主啊，使用我们，让我们成为金灯台。
Use us, O Lord. Make us your own golden lampstand.
主啊，把这个圣殿一切的荣耀，最大最大的赞美和荣耀。
We give you all the glory there is in this place, O Lord.
主啊，建造圣殿的工作还没有完成。
O Lord, building this temple, the work is not being done yet.
求主你的圣灵在我们里面同感一灵，催逼我们做一个建造圣殿的人。
May the Holy Spirit right now move us and touch us and fill us right now.
主啊，带领我们的家庭，带领我们的小组，在主的面前领受神的意象。
Lead our families, lead our small groups to come before you and to receive your own vision, O Lord.
主啊，使用我们。
Use us, O Lord.
主啊。求你充满我们
Come fill us, O Lord
主啊点燃这个圣殿
And light up this sanctuary, O Lord
让这个圣殿是分别出来能够荣耀你自己的名
This sanctuary is being separated just to lift up your name, O Lord
我们要一起的起立我们唱一首的诗歌
Let us all rise and sing and worship him
我带领大家唱世界之光
I'm going to lead you to sing this song
Yes, 世界